Blog Talk Radio.
All right, people, I'm back. I got disconnected, so I had to make Biblical Prophetic Events of April Confirmation with the Bible, Signs of Time, number 2, because I got disconnected. So I had to come back and finish where I left off at, okay? So we was reading an article, April 8th, 2021, about a statement that Elon Musk made that he can build Jurassic Park if he like. We're going to go to the book of Job right now, Job 41, verse 15 through 17. It says right here, who can discover the face of his garment? Or who can come to him with his double brittle? Job 41:14. Who can open the doors of his face? His teeth are terrible round about. His scales are his pride, shed up together as with a closed seal. One is so near to another that no air can come between them. They are joined one to another. They stick together that they cannot be sundered. By his nesting, a light doeth shine, and his eyes are like the eyelids in the morning. Out of his mouth go burning lamps, and sparks of fire leap out. Thank you. And out of his nostrils go smoke, as out of a setting pot of cauldron. This is Job speaking about the Leviticus. It was a dragon, big old huge dragon, like a dinosaur dragon that Job is speaking about in the book of Job that the God of Israel made and created. The Leviticus. It's a big old dragon, big old sea creature that the God of Israel, they call it the Loch Ness Monster now, the Loch Ness Monster. That's, people have seen it, but they can't find it. But the God of Israel created him when he created the earth. He made the man, he made man, and he made the animals, and he made all of that. So they want to be like him. They want to create their own animals, their own monsters, their own people, their own everything. They want everything to be for their God, Satan. Because he got hurled and kicked out the heavens. So he still have a grudge against the God of Israel for what he did to him and his angels. So they want to recreate the world. They want to recreate the earth. They want to recreate people. They want to recreate the animals and the beasts of the earth. That's what they want to do. They want to be gods. They want to be gods. They want to redo this earth. They want to redo this world and its creation. So that's why you're hearing all the stuff that you're hearing in the news right now about they got brain chips. They can make Jurassic Park if they want. You know, they already cloning people. They already got clones and all kind of stuff going on. Sex dolls, where people have sex with dolls and cloned up people. They got all kind of stuff, clone animals, clone food. Why? Because they want to be God. They want to be like the God of Israel. But they're going to hurt themselves. That's what they're going to do. Remember what I read to you in 2nd Exodus? He's going to send his arrows. And he's going to send his bow. And he's going to send his fire. And he's going to send his destruction. And he's going to send death to this earth. Because he must destroy man. Because man is trying to destroy his earth. And they're kind of trying to recreate their own life. and they own humans, and they own animals, and they own food, and they own this, and they own that. But the God of Israel is the one that created the sea creatures and the beasts of the earth. And they trying to mimic and remake all of that. Let me read another scripture, just one more, maybe two more. Just to show you that the God is Israel is the one that created sea creatures, beasts, people, everything that you see in this earth that is good. That's not cloned up, sized up, fixed up. It's from the God of Israel. Evolution up, none of that stuff. That's all science. That's all science. The God of Israel don't deal with science. They up in a lab somewhere trying to figure out how they're going to make a man, how they're going to make an animal, how they're going to make this, how they're going to do that. The God of Israel don't got to do none of that. He all power. He all power. He could just call it into existence. You don't have to think about how he gonna make it, how he gonna do it, or none of that. He speak it into existence. And that's why we have what we have in this earth, because he spoke it into existence. You don't gotta get in no lab and put blood work and draw blood and get DNAs and this together and data together and this together and put this here in a test tube and this there and that there and see if it's going to grow and all. You don't have to do none of that. That's foolishness. The wisdom of this world is foolishness with the God of Israel. Foolishness. They science and philosophy and all the stuff that they involve, it's foolishness with the God of Israel. And that's why he said in 2nd Esdras what he said today. He's going to bring them down. He's going to bring them down. No man will ever rule this earth without the God of Israel letting them rule it. No man will ever control this earth without the God of Israel letting them control it. No man, I don't care if you're the richest man in the earth, 10 richest man, and I don't care who you is. If the God of Israel don't give you authority and dominion to do what you're doing, you won't be able to do it. So yeah, they're making microchips, brain chips, all kind of chips, RFID chips, all kind of vaccines and all kind of stuff that they're making. Why? Because the 90% of this earth already belong to Satan. So all that stuff that they make it in labs and all of that stuff with their signs and with Satan helping them and his and the fallen angels, that's for the 90% of the people in this world that belong to the beast in their system. It's only 10%, the remnant, that the God of Israel have chose out of this earth and preserved for this hour, for the last days, and the last time. We're in the end of the world. I read that address to you today. Only 10% going to make. So yeah, they can get whatever they want to get together, but it ain't for the God of Israel, people. It's for the 90% that belong to Satan, the mark of the beast and all that. Because it said in Revelation, those that will not take the mark, they was killed. Killed because they refuse to take the mark of the beast. They refuse because they don't belong to the beast. They belong to the God of Israel. These people got all kind of stuff going on right now, people. And y'all so sleep. So sleep, you just sleep, 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 sleep. You don't know what's going on. You dead. You people are dead. You're not even alive, people. You are dead. Anytime you don't know what's going on around you, and you don't understand what's going on and what you got to do and what you need to do, you are dead. You are not alive. You're dead. And that's why it's going to be so easy for you people to take the mark of the beast. It's going to be so easy because you already used to lining up behind grocery stores, malls, restaurants, clothing stores, schools, universities. You already used to lining up and letting them scan your forehead and your right hand, preparing you to receive the chip, the mark of the beast. You already prepared. They already got you people ready to go. All they got to do right now is come to you and say, no, you can't go in the grocery store. Y'all love the grocery store. You love that processed, nasty, satanic food or whatever they got in there. You love it. And I'm going to give y'all a testimony today before I leave about that. You already lined it up. They've been scanning you. Some of y'all get scanned about 7 times in a day. Everywhere you go, they're scanning you. What do you think that's doing to y'all brain, man? What do you think that's doing to your DNA inside of your brain? They frying y'all people to death like a microwave oven. So you think it's cute because you can line up and do whatever your government tells you to do. You think that's cute when the God of Israel ain't got nothing to do with that man, that mess. You're weak people that belong to the beast and his agents. You weak. The God of Israel don't like weak people. He's a man of war. He's a God of war. He's not a man that he should tell a lie. He's a God of war. He never told y'all people to line up and do none of that stuff that's going on right now. But because you love your world and because you love everything they have to offer you in this world, children of the kingdom, children of the beast, you don't have no problem with lining up. And that's why the God of Israel right now is giving you over to the beast and their system. So you wonder why Elon Musk and all the rest of the government or whoever coming on live television and news right now saying they can make microchips for your brain, they can make microchips for your hand, they can build Jurassic Park. They could get you to turn into a butterfly or whatever they want you to turn into. You wonder why the God of Israel is sitting back, letting and looking at these people make all this stuff and do all this stuff that they're doing. Why? Because you people are evil and you are a wicked and a perverse generation. So he's going to give you over to what you love, this system. He's going to give you over to them. Let them have you and do whatever they want to do with you. But they won't be able to touch the remnant, the 10%. I guarantee you that. They won't be able to touch or stop the God of Israel, chosen people in this earth, the 10%. I'm going to Isaiah 30 verse 6 to talk about the article April the 8th, 2021, when a statement was made that they can build Jurassic Park if they want to. I'm going to show you that the God of Israel is the one made the sea creatures, but they want to be like him. They want to make them now. They want to make dragons, and they want to make dinosaurs and all kind of sea creatures and mammals and flying birds with a human bodies and all. They want to make all of this stuff. Just like the days of Noah, people. Just like the days of Noah. That's why the God of Israel destroyed the old world. Because they were slicing, mixing animal blood with people blood, making all kind of dragons and dinosaurs and all kind of half man, half pig, half man, half bird, all kind of stuff they was doing. And he said in the Bible, in the last days, it would be just like the days of Noah, when the Son of Man shall return. We right here, people, at that hour. We right here at that prophetic event that's going to take place. He's showing you the enemy now. They ain't trying to hide no more. They not trying to hide. They've been hiding for many generations. But right now, they're not trying to hide no more. They coming out in full front to let you know who they is and what they doing and what they trying to do and what they are doing. They don't need to hide no more. Why, people? Because they already have 90% of this world loving them. And loving what they gonna create in this world for them to love. You love their food. They clone food they have created. They clone clothes. They clone everything. Medicare, everything. You love people. Isaiah 30 verse 6. Showing you who made the sea creatures in the earth. CDI, could you please check on them on the front porch? Excuse me, people. CDI, thank you. Isaiah 30, verse 6, people. Let me show you these evil, wicked people that's ruling this earth. And a higher fact to take them down. Because they got 90, but they can't have his 10. And that's why he got to take them down, because he won't give them his 10%. He's going to fight for his 10. He's going to fight for his 10. They already got the 9th. And they know that. And that's why they're coming on national TV speaking things now, because they already know that they got 90% of this world on their side against their God to serve other gods and false gods. Isaiah 30 verse 6. Let's see here. I think I'm going to go to the next one. Let's read Psalm 74:13. That's a better scripture for me. Psalm 74:13, people. I'm trying to help y'all, because y'all people don't know what's going to hit up in here. No, your Jesus won't be able to save. No, Buddha won't be able to save. None of your gods will be able to save you from the beast, their system, and his ministers of darkness. 74:13 says, "Thou breakest the heads of Leviathan in pieces, and gavest him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness." Let me go up to verse 74:12. "For God is my king of old," Psalm 74:12, "worketh salvation in the midst of the earth. Thou didst divide the sea by thy strength. Thou breakest the head of the dragons in the water." Yes, you got dragons in the water. Yes, you got sea creatures in the water. Why? Because the God of Israel created them and put them in the waters when he created this world and made his creation. Yes, it's dragons in the waters. Yes, in the days of Noah, you had all kind of animals and freak animals and stuff that the God of Israel destroyed. "I will break the head of the dragons in the waters." Sea monster, serpent. "Thou breakest the head of Leviathan." Leviathan is Hebrew number 3882 for Psalm 74:14. A refit animal that is a serpent. He is a snake. A big old snake. Especially the crocodile or some other large sea monster. Also a symbol of Babylon, Latin the Vatican, mourning. "I will break the head." And these people say they want to make Jurassic Park. They want to make their own sea creatures. They want to make their own dragons. They want to make their own dinosaurs. That's what they want to do. Recreate the earth. "I'm the Satan, their God, sitting on his throne." The Baphomet over there in Detroit. That's what they want to do, and that's what they trying to do. But the God of Israel said he's going to put them to shame. He's going to put them to shame. He will never, ever let man rule this earth. He will never, ever let man control this world. He will not, before he do that, he'll destroy it. He'll burn it up. And that's what he's going to do. Burn it up. Because he refused to let man control his earth and his world. That's where we at, people, prophetically. You dealing with an angry God that's ready to hurt a whole lot of people right now. Y'all think it's a game that 3 million people have died in 1 year. You think that's a game, don't you? That don't mean nothing to you, people. That don't mean nothing to you. Why? Because you emotionless, you dead. You don't got no real feelings and no true feelings. Because you belong to the beast. You cold. You just like Satan. You just like your daddy, Satan, the beast. You 3 million people die to you people, 90% of you people. You don't care. That's why you go on with your life and try to go on with what you're doing and don't think about it and don't cry about it. Don't do nothing about it. Why? Because you people are cold-hearted. You evil. You don't have no emotions, no true feelings, no love. All you care about is the beast and his system, which is this world. That's all you people love, all you think about, all you care about. And that's why you belong to Satan. So they can try to make Jurassic Park and make they, you know, animals and they flying horses with a man body or whatever they want to do. But the God of Israel, they don't want to meet him at the end of the day. What happened to the city of the giants, Atlantis? What happened to that city? The fallen angels that slept with the women and created giants in the earth, half human blood and half angel blood. What happened to Atlantis, that city? The God of Israel destroyed it. After he told Enoch, Enoch went up to the third heaven to talk to the God of Israel. And he told him what he was going to do to them, to them angels that slept with the women. Judgment was on them. He destroyed their city. He destroyed their creation, the giants. And all they monsters and sea creatures and stuff that they created. Next news article, people. I'm going to read the next news article right now for the month of April. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. The title of this broadcast, Biblical Prophetic Events of April, Confirmation with the Bible, Signs of Time, broadcast number 2. Next news article. It's several scriptures in the Bible show that the God of Israel created sea creatures. And now they want to be like him. Think they got enough power and technology to make monsters and sea creatures and dinosaurs and all that stuff. These people are foolish. They are very foolish. April the 9th, just a news article I want to throw out there. April the 9th, 2021, Queen Elizabeth, husband Philip, died at age 99 years old. He was 99 years old when he died and left this earth. Queen Elizabeth, husband Philip. That's something else happened in the midst of the 90-day prophetic events that the God of Israel said was going to take place that never have took place before. We had a noble, she was a queen, so I want to call him a king. Or whatever his rank was, but he was a very, very important figure. He's gone now. The God of Israel give life and he take life away. Judgment time when you leave this earth. Judgment time. You're not dead. You're on the other side. So that happened in the midst of the 90 days prophecy that the God of Israel said was going to happen, that you people ain't never witnessed before in your life. He was 99 years old. How did he live so long when you got people say they into Jesus, they into God, they into Buddha, they into Allah, they into Yah, they into all, and they died at 20, 30, and 40 years old. And this man lived 99 years. Think about that, people. Think about that. That's all I'm going to say on that. DMX. He's a rapper. A renowned rapper. DMX. popular rapper. He died in the month of April at 50 years old with a heart attack. Icon. See, that's what you people love, the children of this world. Y'all love your icons, your rappers, your presidents, your mayors, your governors, your bosses on your job, your principals at your schools, the deans of your colleges. You love your icons, your heroes. DMX dead at 50 years old with a heart attack. I just keep telling you people, the God of Israel is setting examples in the earth to what he's going to do and who he's going to do it to. So you notice the Queen of Elizabeth's husband died, Philip, and then DMX died. They both died maybe 2 or 3 days apart. Wasn't long before they both died in the same month of April of this year. He's making examples in the earth, people. Everything that you people love, your rap music, Lil Wayne and Beyonce and Jay-Z and K.I.West and all these singers, all these rappers and singers and all these people. He took DMX. The God of Israel took it. He the only one can take life. Satan can't take no life. Oh yeah, he was smoking drugs and he was doing drugs and whatever he was doing. The God of Israel took breath out his body. He the only one can do that. I don't care how much drug you smoke and whatever. If he want you to live, you're going to live. If he want you to die, you're going to die. So again, DMX was used as an example. The noble Queen Elizabeth husband, Philip. He's just using examples right now to show you people that everything that we have loved and everybody that we love can be took away from us in a wink of an eye. No one is exempt from the wrath of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. No boy, no girl, no man, no child, no prince, no king, no queen, no president, no government, no one. He do whatever he want to do when he get ready to do it. And no one can stop him. And no one can take it away. That's what I read to you in the book of the Apocrypha today. So next news article. Okay, CDR, excuse me, Pete. Could you get rid of her? Get rid of her on the porch. Get rid of her, please. Excuse me, Pete. So DML, he died on April the 9th. And guess what? Queen Elizabeth's husband died on April the 9th, 2020. They both died April the 9th, I think on the same day or the next day. High-ranking figures in the earth, your icons and your gods and your idols. The God of Israel is going to deal with all your idols. People. Next news article. It was a volcano in St. Vincent erupted for the first time in more than 40 years. It was a volcano over there that erupted. I have a scripture for that. Isaiah 64, 1 through 12. A volcano, people. Go ahead. Keep on doing what y'all doing. Because y'all ain't going to quit no way. The God of Israel already know that. Y'all ain't going to quit. And the more you go, the more he going to go. Isaiah 64, 1 through 12. Look what he say. Oh, that thou wouldst rend the heaven, that thou wouldst come down, that the mountain might flow down at thy presence. Celia, could you go on the front porch and stay there and run everybody away till I finish doing what I'm doing? Excuse me, people. I got a lot of noise here that I got to get rid of. Stay on the front porch. Excuse me, people. Stay there. Sit there. And when the melting fire burned, the fire caused the waters to boil. To make thy name known to thy adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. Excuse me, people. Let me mute y'all for 1 minute. Could you come here, please? Excuse me, people. Give me 1 minute, people. Could you go sit on the front porch and keep them away till I finish doing what I'm doing? I'm not going to be long. Anyway, people, let me go back to the article that I was reading. A lot of noise right now today. And when the melting fire burns, Isaiah 64, 2, the fire caused the waters to boil. To make thy name known to thy adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When thy deeds tremble things which we look not for, thy came is down, the mountains flood down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor proceeded by the ear, neither have the eye seen, O God, besides thee, what have he prepared for him that wait for him. So I'm reading this right now to show you that the volcano that happened over there in St. Vincent, y'all know it's St. Vincent. That's one of the islands where the rich folks like to go and lay up and all of that and take their big yachts and all that stuff. St. Vincent. The God of Israel sent a volcano to the islands over there in St. Vincent. Probably burned up a lot of yachts and ships and houses. I don't know. I didn't follow the news article. But what I am saying, the God of Israel sent a volcano to St. Vincent, all the islands where all the rich and wealthy folks like to go on their vacations and lay up on the island, private beaches and islands and all that. He sent the volcano. And they was trapped on the island and couldn't get off. You don't want to mess with the God of Israel. Your money means absolutely nothing to him. Your power that you think you got, your wisdom that you think you have, mean absolutely nothing to the God of Israel. Your yachts and your mansions and all the stuff you got over there on that island don't mean nothing to him. You love and cherish all that stuff. He sent a volcano for you. He the one sent the volcano. He touched the earth with his presence. They said that volcano, they ain't never seen a volcano like that in 40 years. Guess how long them rich folks been going over there laying up on them islands and stuff. With nothing like that happening. Now, all of a sudden, 40 years later, they got volcanoes. Oh, he's dealing with the wicked every day. He's dealing with the wicked in your inventions, things you invent. He told you in 2 Esdras today, he will destroy all your inventions. He will destroy the evil and the wicked out of the earth. With plagues, Fema, the sword, and death. That's what I read today in the Bible, the Apocalypse. Let me get some water, people. Next news article for April. 1,000 children, April the 10th, this was in the news. 1,000 children, April the 10th. They found 1,000 children. This is what was in the news. Now, I'm only reading you the news article. Found on the Ever Given ship. 1,000 children they found in storage containers on the biggest ship, merchant ship in the world. The biggest merchant ship in the world that Ever Given, the one that was stopped over there in the Suez Canal and couldn't move for a week. By the God of Israel, sending an east wind to stop it. All you rich folks with all your merchandise up on that big ship. That's how you get wealthy. That's how you get rich. You trading through trade, through wholesaling to the polar weak slaves all over the earth. Take their little hard-earned paycheck that they get on Saturday and Friday and buy all your stuff that you send through your trading routes. But the God of Israel stopped your ship for 7 days. And then what I'm reading in the news, that happened in March. That was one of the prophetic events that happened in March that I told you that the God of Israel say was going to hit the earth, prophetic events for the next 90 days that you people never believed could happen. That was in March. We way in May now. And when that ship was stopped over there for 7 days, they went up on the ship and they found children in storage containers headed to Europe. Headed to Europe or Asia or wherever they was going to send. What was they going to do with the little children? You ever heard of sex trafficking? Yeah, I know you don't heard of it. They've been knocking out a lot of houses and stuff all over the earth with little children and stuff. They got them in basements and hiding them and, you know, having sex trapped. They sell them to have all kind of sex with people. All kind of things they do with them. They got them in cages and all kind of stuff. They found containers with 1,000 kids locked inside at the bottom of the ship, the Evergreen, the biggest merchant ship in the world was blocked for 7 days. And they found the kids. What you think they was going to do with all the thousands of kids they found? You already know what they was going to do with them. Whatever they want to do with them. And when I read that, it said Ezekiel, I'm going to read Ezekiel 27, verse 13, 1 through 17, to show you the prophecy of the ship, the ever-given ship, the merchant ship, and the Bible. Sex trafficking. Go through all the ships and stuff. That's how they sell people as merchandise, do all that kind of stuff like that. Through the ocean, through the sea. Ezekiel 27. The ships of Tarshish. That's what the Bible calls them. You call them merchant ships today. Ships of trade on the sea. The Bible calls them the ships of Tarshish. That's the way they traded back in biblical and ancient times. The same way they're doing it today. The same exact way. That's how they got their goods to Europe and Africa and all over the world. Through the sea. Through trading through the sea. Right now, I read in the news that Egypt, the Suez Canal, belongs to Egypt. And that is the trading route for all the merchant ships that come from Europe and go to Africa and come from Africa and go to Europe and all over the world. They go through Africa. That's a trading route. The Suez Canal is owned by Egypt. Egypt is in Africa. Egyptians are Africans. So right now I read in the news that they have that ship on the sea in Egypt. One moment. They have their ship on the sea, the ever given, the ship of Tarshish. In Egypt. Egypt won't let it go. They got it in jail. Because Egypt say, if y'all merchants want your ship with all your goods that's on top of it, they got billions of dollars in furniture and clothes and food, all kind of stuff on that ship. Slaves. When you read it in the book, in the Bible, say they got slaves on there. They got linen on there. They got food on there. They got furniture on there. They got all kind of stuff. Hors d'oeuvres, incense. They put all kind of stuff on them ship, on that ship. It's the biggest trading ship in the world. Slaves. That's what they, the children, they know the slaves that they found, that they was going to sell and do whatever they want to do with them. They just merchandise. We just merchandise to the people that rule this world. That's all we are. We their money. We their bread. We their wealth. If they didn't have us, they wouldn't have no wealth. Well, that's why the rich is getting rich and the poor is getting poorer. Why? Because we are their merchandise. Run her away. We are their merchandise. We belong to them. So look what it says here. I read it in the news that Egypt seized the ship in April. They seized it. Once they got the ship out of the canal where it was moving again, they took the ship with all the merchandise on the ship. Were billions. I think they said $90 billion. Egypt said, no, we're not going to give you the ship. No, we're not going to give you none of your merchandise. No, we're not going to even let your ship sail through this canal until y'all pay us for what your ship held up. A lot of our money, your ship held up a lot of our transactions. You got to pay us now for what you owe. And when y'all pay us, we'll let your ship go and we'll give you your merchandise back. I don't know what's exactly going on with it, but I know one thing, the Ever Given, the biggest ship in the world, a merchant ship, is under siege of the Egyptians, the Africans. And they want all the European countries that got merchandise on the ship to pay them a lot of money so they can let that ship go back through the water. So when I told you people that about the Ever Given last month when I came and did the prophetic news update for the month of March, I told you that the God of Israel is the one that's in control. You can't do nothing. You might have got, you know what? He let it come out. You ain't did nothing. You think you pulled it out with your bolts and all that. He's the one let the ship go. He had it on the siege for 7 days and he let it go. And then he put it in the presence of the Egyptians and told all you rich, wealthy folks that y'all got to pay if you want it. So guess what? Let me read the scripture to you. Ezekiel. No, one moment. Ezekiel 27. This is a prophetic hour. It's a serious moment that we're living in right now. Very serious spiritual moment that the God of Israel is separating the wheat from the tare, the sheep from the goats. 90% is the goats. There's a scripture in Revelation that says Satan will deceive the whole world. And that's what he have done. Except for 10, he's not going to deceive them. Ezekiel 27. I'm going to give y'all a little testimony in a minute after I finish this one. Ezekiel 27. Let me show y'all the difference between the children of the world and the children of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His chosen seed in the earth, the remnant. Let me show you the difference through my testimony so you'll know who you are and what you are right now. Because he make a difference between his children and the children of Satan and the children of darkness, the children of disobedience, he call them in the New Testament. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. That's him. They deny the God of Israel. They have a form. They look like they righteous. They act like they righteous. They act and talk like God as they fall. They have a form. Ezekiel 27, verse 1. The word, this is the lament for Tyree. Tyree is the ancient trading route of Solomon and the children of Israel and the Canaanites and the Romans and whoever else wanted to trade back in ancient times. It was an ancient trading route. Right now, today, they call it the Suez Canal, where the evergreen ship was stuck for 7 days. The word of Ahijah came again unto me, saying, now thy son of man, take up a lamentation for Tyrese, and say unto Tyrese, oh, that thou art saturated at the entry of the sea, which are a merchant of the people, for many islands, for many hours, thus said a higher God, O Tyree, thou hast said, I am perfect beauty. There is no ship in this world like the ever given. That's the most biggest trading ship in the world. And the God of Israel knocked it down. A higher is my name. The God of Israel knocked it down. And right now he's in jail over there in Egypt by the Egyptians. And they said, you're not getting it? Oh, yeah, you are. Okay, we don't want your goods that's on the ship. Y'all can move your goods or whatever you want, however means you want to move them. But this ship, we're going to keep this ship until we get our money that y'all owe us, European countries. Egypt said y'all owe them money. That's what's being said in the news. Thy borders, it says, Ezekiel 27:4, are in the midst of the seas. All your ships and your borders and thy builders are perfect. Thy builders are perfected. I'm reading Ezekiel 27:4. Thy beauty. They have made all thy ships broad of fig trees, cinnar. They have taken cedars from Lebanon to make masts for thee. Of the oaks of Bashan have they made their oars. The company of the Asherites have made thy bridges of ivory, brought out the owls of Chittim, that's Europe. Fine linen, they got all kind of stuff. All kind of stuff on that ship. With broader work from Egypt was that was thy spread is forth to be thy sail. Blue and purple from the isles of Isha was that which covered thee. The habitation of Zidon, Arvad, were thy mariners. Thy wise men, O Tyrese, that was in thee, were thy pilots. Thy ancient of Gaba and the wise men there were in thee thy chonkers. All the ships of the sea with thy mariners were in thee to accompany thy merchandise. Thy a purge of blood a put were in thy army. They were men of war. They hanged the shield and helmet in thee, thy seat forth in comeliness. Verse 12, Tarshish was thy merchant by reason of the multitude of all thy kinds of riches in silver, iron, tin, and lead. They traded in thy fairs. Javan, Tubal, Meshach, they were thy merchants. They traded the purses of men, of vessels of brass in thy markets. So all them little children that they found in the storage containers on the big ship, merchant ship, to ever give it. It said here, right here, Ezekiel 27:13, they traded the purses of men. They sell people. They've been doing it since ancient times. That ain't nothing new. That they found 1,000 kids at the bottom of that ship. They've been doing that. Slaves and selling slaves and trafficking since ancient times. It's just the God of Israel wants to reveal these people to you and show you who these people are in the earth now. They've been hiding a long time. I'm going to stop right there with that art. So no. He's in control, people. And you just don't want to believe it, do you? Next article. April 10th, 2021. They found 1,000 children at the bottom of the ship in the storage containers. April 13th, 2021, Egypt seized the ship. They took the ship. And they said they owed them $900 million. Wait a minute, say. And today it say Egypt seized the mega ship ever given. This was in the news April 13th, 2021, until they paid $900 million. That's how much they owe. $900 million for the ever given being stuck on the Suez Canal for 7 days by the God of Israel. They owe $9 million. That's the only way Egypt said they're gonna let the ship go again. Until they pay that, they won't be getting it. April 16th, another news article. Father of seven, 43 years old, left paralyzed by Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Y'all want to trust in man. You want to trust in what they tell you to do because you want your world back. You want your sports back. You want your arena back. You want your life back. You want everything back. So you're going to trust in whatever the government tells you to do to get your world back. And you're going to do whatever they tell you to do. Why? Because you don't belong to the God of Israel. You belong to the beast in this system. Look what happened here. April 16th. A father. A 43-year-old man. They've been making vaccines all the time, right, people? I can remember taking vaccines when I was a little girl. They've been making vaccines all the time, people. But look what's going on with the vaccines that they given to people with to try to stop COVID-19. They call it a plague that was sent from the God of Israel. This man was 43 years old, April the 16th. This was in the news, 2021. He have 7 kids, and he took the vaccine. Because he believed and trusted what they told him it was. Everybody in my family took the vaccine. My mama, my sister, my brother, everybody in my family took the vaccine. And you know what I told? Y'all some crazy people. Crazy. Why? Because they love this world. And they want to be a part of this world because they think everything going to come back and go the way it used to be. That's the trick that the devil and the enemy is using against you to make you feel and think that everything just going to open up and be the way that it used to be. Take the vaccine so everything will open up and be normal again. That's the lie that the devil is telling y'all. And the enemy, his ministers, he don't know when nothing going to open up, Satan. He don't know what's going on in this world, Satan. It's the God of Israel. So they got everybody believing the lie that everything's just going to go back to normal. Take the vaccine. That's what it's all about. The vaccine is all about everything going back to normal and you living your life the way you used to live it. That's what the vaccine is all about. And that's why you people taking it, because you love this world. And you love all the gods of this world. You want to have your churches and Jesus and worshiping on Sunday and Saturday again. All your big mega cathedral, T.D. Jakes and all of them. Vaccinate yourselves, people, so we can go back and serve Jesus and worship Jesus, our God. You belong to the beast, people. You belong to Satan. The Bible already said it. It's already written. When I was hungry, you gave me no meat. When I was thirsty, you gave me no water. When I needed help, you didn't help me. You didn't do nothing. When I was sick, you didn't visit me. When I was in jail, you didn't call me or come and see me. Go over there to the left with your father, the devil, and be cast into the lake of fire with gnashing and gashing of teeth. That's who you people are. You don't care about nothing and no one. Go to Psalms 146, verse 3. Psalms 146, verse 3, people. And after that, I have maybe one more, two more news articles, and I'm finished. I'm going to give you my testimony, and I'm going to be finished for the month of April, prophetic events. And the Bible. Psalms 146:3. So this father had seven kids and he took the vaccination, Johnson & Johnson, and it paralyzed him. He's paralyzed right now. Can't walk. Because he believed what somebody told him. The God of Israel ain't told him to take no vaccination. The God of Israel ain't never even made no vaccinations. Because his people don't need no vaccination. He didn't create us to put things in our body that's artificial. So this man was paralyzed. One moment, people. I gotta call. Let me read the one scripture to you. Give me a minute. Going down to Okay, people. Psalms 146:3. Let me show you what happened to this man. Why he ended up getting a vaccination that paralyzed him. He got 7 children. Psalms 146:3. Look what it said, verse 1. Psalms 146. Praise ye, Ahiah. Praise Ahiah, O my soul. While I live, I will praise Ahiah. I will sing praises unto my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returned to his earth, and that every day his thoughts perish. Put not your trust in man. Put not your trust in princes. Put not your trust in a king. Put not your trust in a queen. Put not your trust in the son of man, because there is no help in them. They cannot help you, people. Psalms 146:3, the God of Israel said, put not your trust in your government, in your rulers, in man, whom there's no help. You really think these people can help you? You really have so much confidence and faith and hope in them that they can help you, that they can change your situation and your circumstances, that they can take COVID-19 out the earth. You have so much confidence in them and trust. That's why you can line up at the grocery store, eat their poison food, and do whatever they tell you to do, because you put trust in them. You don't trust the God of Israel, the one that put you here in this earth. You trust man. That's your God. He said there's no help. They really got you people thinking and believing that they can help you and open your world back. My dumb family, they dumb. My mom, my sister, my brother, they all dumb. All of them, dumb. They all went down there and took the shot on the same day. The jab, they call it. For what? For what? Because they trust in what a man tells them? There's no help in them. I'm reading Psalms 146:3. There's his breath. His breath go back and return to his earth. How's somebody going to help you that the God of Israel is in control over them breathing? They just like you. This man, 43 years old, I feel for him, because he trusted in what somebody else told him and said. Oh, it didn't hurt us. We got the jab. We okay. It didn't do nothing to us. Well, because it didn't do nothing to you, that don't mean it ain't going to do nothing to me or them. See, there's no help in man. Do not trust in man. So he's paralyzed now, and he can't enjoy his 7 children. He paralyzed all because he believed and trust in what some man told him, that something was going to help him that hurted him. Look what it says, Psalms 118:8-9. It is better to trust in a higher than to put confidence in man. And that's exactly what you people have done for all your lives. It is better, he said, Psalms 118, verse 9. It is better to trust in a higher than to put confidence in princes. They just got breath in their body, just like you. And the God of Israel take it out whenever he get ready. Isaiah 2:22, another scripture. Cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils, but where he is to be counted of. Jeremiah 17:5-6. Thus said Ahiah, cursed be the man that trusts in man and make flesh his arm and whose heart departed from Ahiah. Cursed be the man that trusts in man. You people don't realize that you cursing your own selves because you trusted in man and what somebody else tell you to do. And the God of Israel, your creator, ain't never told you to get no vaccine and be vaccinated. Part of the system, people. This another article right here. It's a Putin, the Russian president, looked to clone 3,000-year-old ancient warriors. He want to clone some people that's been dead 3,000 years and bring them back to fight for him and his army, I guess. Do y'all see this stuff that's going on in the earth? Satan have gave these people technology. The fallen angels have gave them technology. The same angels and the same gods that built the Atlantis, the fallen world, they given these people knowledge and wisdom to remake their earth the way they want it to be. So they can live in it. So they cloning people. It's all in the news now. It's all in the news now. And I'm getting ready to read you another news article about cloning. It's another news article. A woman of four is shot in the head and killed by her neighbor cleaning his gun 50 feet away. This woman was sitting in her living room. She had four children. And her neighbor lived 50 feet away from her. He was cleaning his gun. And his gun went off and shot his neighbor that lived 50 feet away from her, away from him in the head and killed her. And she got four kids. Death and destruction will be upon you from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's what I read to you in the Apocrypha today. I will bring the sword. I will bring death. I will bring destruction. Wow, and weep for your children. Okay, I'm going to pull this news article up, and I'm getting ready to go, people. Let me pull this news article up. This is the kind of stuff going on in this earth. And all you people want to do is think about Jesus and your God. That's all y'all know. And your work and your career. That's all you know. You belong to the beast. Get ready for your brain chips and your microchips and your hand chips. coming up. A minute, people. I'm looking for an article right now. In the article that I'm looking for, it says that they found the microplastic particles in women that was pregnant. They said the placenta that give the baby the oxygen, they found microplastic particles inside about 12 women, they say. I'm paraphrasing because I'm looking for the article. Okay, but anyway, they found about 12 women that was pregnant. They found some kind of microplastic particles in their womb or placenta where the baby grow and they carry the baby and the baby get all the oxygen and the nutrition. They said that all the women that they found, and they says more women, see, all this stuff coming out now. They're not trying to hide it no more, people. They said that all those women that they found all those microplastic articles in going to bring clone babies. They babies going to be cloned, half human and half biological, genetic, half human and half plastic, clone. They call them cyborg babies. They're going to have cyborg babies, half machine and half human. That's what's going on right now, people. That was a news article, I believe, in December of 2020, before 2021 came in. They say it's more women. They it's more women. They just ain't fine. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. These babies are not real people. I've been telling y'all that for a long time. They don't look like real babies to me. When I look at them, they don't look real. They look like they from another dimension or somewhere. I don't know. But they don't look like the babies we used to have back in the day. They look like they some kind of clones or cyborgs or something. They don't look real to me. They call them cyborg babies. This is what's going on in the earth. So they making their own animals. Jurassic Park. They can make Jurassic Park. They making microchips for the brain. Cloning people, cloning babies, cloning animals, cloning food, everything. Let me give y'all that testimony because I'm about to leave right now. Did I miss anything? Oh. It's called Amazon. Oh, here you go right here. Women giving birth to clone babies. That's the name of the article. Women, and it say woman, more than one. women give birth to clones. I mean, women give birth to cyborg babies. These babies are not real people. Babies. That's why they don't act like babies. They act like kids. They come out talking. They come out walking. They come out like they 10 years old when they only 2 years old. Cyborg babies. Look what the article say. Microplastic particles in the womb. Women give birth to cyborg babies. No up of just human cells, as experts fear it could interfere with development. A total 12 microplastic fragments was found in 4 Felicias for 6 women. 6 women. They found microplastic fragments. It means they had cyborg babies. All these women that they found the microplastic particles in, they had cyborg babies. The baby's not real. Cyborg babies. Who incorporated pieces of plastic in their bodies that led authorities, that led authors to the new research said. The women involved in the study had no problem with their pregnancy and the effects of their babies are not known. But experts fear chemicals and the plastic may interfere with their development. So they are making cyborg babies. They said, how did the plastic get inside of the womb? Through food and drink. Exactly. And other means. This other, look at another article that's in the news. Palm scanning. Amazon, the richest man in the world. Jeff Bezos. Amazon palm scanning payments are coming to Whole Foods. One palm scanning. It costs to receive a mark in their right hand. The palm of your hand will have a microchip in it, a RFID tracking device. Palm scanning payments are coming to Whole Foods. The supermarket, Whole Foods that sell food. It's coming, people. They don't need your money no more. You don't need no credit card. You don't need none. Just take this chip and put it in your hand. Just scan your hand. The mark of the beast. The beast system. They're not hiding it no more, people. They don't need to hide it. They have the whole world ready to receive it. Satan kids are ready to receive their mark. They're ready to receive their God. Satan. Love him. They love him and they love everything about him. They ready to receive it now. They evil. They all wicked and evil. They ready. And the people that rule this earth know that. Look at this madness right here. Amazon One is expanding to its biggest area yet. The company is now testing its palm scanning payment technology in Whole Foods, starting with a single store in Amazon home city of Seattle. They test right now, people. like they've been testing y'all a whole year and a half, going on 2 years, supermarket, get your head scanned. The mark of the beast. That's where the microchip implantation brain chip gonna be in your head. The company has been using Amazon One Payment technology in its Amazon branded store in the Seattle area. But the Whole Foods rollout will make the most substantial expansions in technology yet. The company says that thousands of customers, listen to this, people. What have I been telling y'all since I've been talking to you for the last hour? You are ready for your daddy, Satan. You ready? You ready for the beast system? You ready to be connected to your God and your father, Satan, and his technology? And that's why the God of Israel say he's going to send death, plagues, destruction to this earth. Why? To destroy you evil, wicked, ungodly people. Listen. The company said, I'm reading a news article. The company said that thousands of customers have already signed up with Amazon One. Thousands of people have already signed up to take a chip in their right hand so they can go to the grocery store and buy their food. Mark of the beast. You taking it willingly. That's what Revelation say. You will willingly receive the chip. Willingly. They're not forcing you. You willingly accepting the mark of the beast. Thousands have already signed up for it. They can't wait till Amazon get through testing it to make sure it's working right. These people can't wait. The beast children. Line on up at the grocery store. Line on up. Keep going up in there. According to Amazon, the palm scanning technology analyzes the minute characteristics of your palm, both surface area detail like lines and ridges, as well as subconscious features such as vein patterns. So this chip, the mark of the beast, they're going to put it inside your vein to track you, to whatever they need to do with it. And look what it say. In order to identify a customer, allow them to use the biometric scan as an alternative and theoretical faster method of checking out than forming around with a credit card or cash. Customers will be able to register their palm. Come on, people. Their palm gift codes in the supported Whole Foods stores, following them to associate a physical credit card to the palm scan. Amazon One users who have already registered may have not relinked their cards once to be able to use them at Whole Foods. People, what I'm telling you. What have I been telling you? It's going to be a pretty show, ain't it? It's going to be a pretty show for the beast and his children. Let me give you my testimony, people, and I'm about to leave. I've been telling y'all, people. Let me forget this before I go. This is the biblical prophetic event of April confirmation with the Bible, Signs of Time, broadcast number 2, Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. Don't let me forget this article. They are making right now grocery stores You see it. You hear it. All the food that's going to be in them grocery stores is cloned. It's not real food, people. They can make food out of cells of animals right now. Haven't you been reading the news that they don't even have to kill animals no more to give you no meat? They can make meat in laboratories. What you think you people going to be eating? When Amazon make all day, I think he said he's going to make 3,000 grocery stores. Cashless grocery stores. For people that take the chip in their right hand and their palm to go in there and buy all their clone food that they make. It's in the news. They don't have to use animals no more to make food. Hot dogs and hamburgers and steak. They can use cells of an animal. They can grow it in a lab and make it. Get ready, my people. Get ready, people. But the mark of the beast is here. It's here. Guess what, you dumb Christians. You dumb little weak Christians. Y'all going to be the first ones in line. You already the first ones in line. You lining up at your grocery stores. Yes. You the first ones. I told y'all, I haven't been in a grocery store in a whole year and a half. Going on 2 years. When the COVID-19 hit the earth a year and a half ago, the God of Israel told me, I went up in a grocery store one time and they scanned me, the back of my neck, and I felt the radiation. This was a year and a half ago. I felt the radiation from the scan. It's nothing but radiation. They find you, man. They getting ready to set your body, your mind, your soul, everything up for the beast. And when I got home, the God of Israel said, don't you ever, high is his name, don't you ever go in a grocery store and let them scan you ever again. He was very displeased with me. He said, there's nothing in that grocery store. Absolutely nothing in that grocery store that you need, that you got to let these people put radiation inside of you and scan your brain to death and your body. That was a year and a half ago, and I said yes. And he had told me way before then to stop eating market food. I haven't ate no food out of market in 2 years. Or longer, about 2 years. He said, don't ever do that. And ever since that day he told me that, a year and a half ago, I never went back in the grocery store. I don't eat market food. Let me give you the testimony from 2 days ago. I could see the people lining up and washing their hands and spraying their basket down, their food basket, where they're going to go in there and put their food, just lining up, just doing whatever they want them to do. So obedient. So very obedient to the beast, because that's who you obey. You really obey the beast, Satan himself. He the one got all this stuff set up. And the God of Israel is giving you over to the beast. because you believe in the beast and you believe in everything they're doing and everything they tell you to do. So you have been given over to the beast and its system. So the other day, 2 days ago, I said, watch this. I was with somebody, a friend of mine. And they the kind of people like to line up too and wash their hands and get scanned up and all that. I said, watch this. I'm going in the grocery store, but I ain't going to let them scan me. And I ain't going to let them put no sanitizer or nothing on me. Watch me go in this market without these people even touching me. I said, I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to prove it to you that you people are weak. I'm going to prove it to you that you people are slaves and you obedient to their system. So I said, okay, watch this. I went in there. The security guard, he was standing at the door. Don't try this, people. If y'all ain't got no faith, you ain't got no power, and the God of Israel is not on your side, don't try it. Because you know what? You might get hurt. Only the remnant can do this. Let me say it again, people. I'm trying to help y'all. Only the remnant can do what I did the other day. Not the people that belong to the beast. You ain't got enough power. You don't have enough authority to do it. The God of Israel ain't with you to do it. It proves who you are. So, okay, I said, yeah, watch this. I'm going in the market. I haven't been in the market a year and a half. He said, okay, yeah, I want to see that. The security guard was standing there. And as I walked, everybody, they got a big sink outside where everybody washed their hands and put sanitizer on. Then they got to go to the security guard after they do that. He got to scan them on their head. Scan their head with the scanner. And then after they scan the head, they got the microchip implant, and then they got the palm implant for the hand. They got both of them in Revelation 13. Both of them they got. Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, he's over the one, he's going to be over the markets. He over all the markets where they going to put the chip there or whatever, and you're going to scan your hand and you go up in there and buy food. He over that. Then Elon Musk, the second richest man, he over the microchip for the brain. But anyway, let me show you this, man. So the security guard, I walk right past. Hey. I said, man, forget all that madness. I ain't got time for that. And I walked right past him on the other side of the door. And I went in the grocery store, and I went in the bathroom to use the bathroom. And after I came out the bathroom, I got on a mobile chair, one of their mobile chairs. Haven't been scanned, ain't washed my hands, ain't put no sanitizer, ain't do none of that. I got on one of their mobile chairs. They had a security guard outside the door, and they had a security guard in the market. When you go in, I walked past both security guards. Without doing anything. Not bragging, but just showing you the God of Israel in my life. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of the Hebrews in my life. Walked past him, got on the mobile chair, went to the back of the market and started shopping. I didn't buy none of their food because I don't eat market food. And I didn't go in there to buy none of their food. I went in there to make a point. To the person I was with, to show them that these people can't control me. Only the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob going to control me and tell me what to do and when to do and how to do it. Ain't no security guard or nobody going to control me. I'm not going to let them. I got all power over them, all authority over them. So I went back. I went in there for number one, just to prove a point to the person I was with that I ain't going to get none of that hand scan, sanitized, brain scan, none of that stuff. And number two, I went in there to buy some beans and rice for the poor, because right now I'm in the middle of getting 12 food bags together so I could feed the poor. So I went in there to buy beans and rice for the poor so I could get my food bags together. And ramen noodles so I could get my food bags together. That's why I went in there. It wasn't for me personally to buy nothing out of there because I don't eat market food. But what I'm saying, people, I'm saying it to say this. Only the remnant will be able to stand in this evil and wicked hour. Signs of the times. Only the remnant will escape. And with that, people, I'm going to talk to y'all later. I got to go now. I'm going to talk to y'all later. I got a few more minutes left. I have a few more minutes left. Just want to make sure I covered everything. Make sure I covered everything here. They got all kind of vax passes, cruise ship passes, and all kind of passes. And, you know, you without a vaccine, you can't go to no concerts. You can't go here. You can't. The mark of the beast and his children. Don't do it, people. Don't sell your soul to the beast and his system. Don't do it. Don't do it. They're making smart cities. Bill Gates, they making smart cities right now. Who you think gonna rule those cities? Who you think gonna be in them cities? Wow, people. Wow, these people want to be like God so much, don't they? The God of Israel, creator. They want to make their own cities, their own world, their own life. They want to build houses up in on the red planet, Mars, where you can live up there in Mars and all of that. And right now, they're selling houses right now on Mars. You can buy a house right now on Mars. Wow, people. What a world. What a life. What a people. Biblical prophetic events of April. Confirmation with the Bible. Signs of the time. Broadcast number two. Broadcast number two. The beast system, the serpent seed in the earth. Did y'all hear the news about over there in Mexico? The whole subway derailed off the track, the whole track broke in half over there in Mexico City. Killed 23 people on the subway and injured so many more. I read that in the news today. Injured so many more. Put not your confidence in man. Curse be the man that put their confidence in man. You got your confidence in their cars and their houses, their money, their jobs. Everything. Let me get a scripture. in St. John's chapter 8. St. John 8. St. John 8. Say Johnny. And not only that, wherever I go, if I don't want them to scan me, they're not going to scan me. I went in Walmart yesterday. Did they scan me? Absolutely not at all. Not at all. And I went up in their store and got whatever I wanted to get and came out. No, Pete. No, I will not bow down to the beast and his system. No. And that's why the book of Revelation says they shall kill them that don't take the mark of the beast. Mark of the beast and worship his image. They shall kill them. They can do whatever they want, but I'm not going to worship the beast or his image, which is the mark. John 8:44. I go up in pharmacies, all kind of places. The security guard be right there. I just walk right past. I ain't got time for that, man. I'm going in here, buy whatever I want to buy. Y'all ain't going to stop me. I don't have to bow down to you and your system and your rule and your regulation and your way. The God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is my God. He the one dictate to me and tell me what to do and how to do it. He ain't told me to let nobody scan me. Because that don't have nothing to do with him, the creator. That's part of the beast system that's setting up right now. What y'all thought, man? What did you people think? That some man was going to fall from the sky or something and set up something? No, these are real people that's walking alive right now that work for Satan. They've been working for it for generations. And that's why the God of Israel destroyed the old world. Because they've been working since generations, ancient times. John 8:44. Look what he said, the Son of God. Yeshua said, John 8:42, unto them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceed forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye would do. What is that lust? Everything that this world now set up. He was a murderer from the beginning and abhorred not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. And when he speak a lie, he speak of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you are convicted me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God, hear God's word. Ye therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. But I've been telling you people, you don't belong to the God of Israel. The God of the Hebrew nation. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we are not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Yeshua answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my father, and you dishonor me, and I seek not my own glory. I seek not my own glory. There is one that seek it and judge. Verily, verily. So he said, the Father seek glory. I don't need no glory. So I can't figure out why you Christians worship Jesus. That ain't his name. But y'all think he God and you worship it and pray to him and bow down to him and sing to him. Look what the Son of God said. I seek not my own glory. So this proves right here to people that your Jesus ain't never told, the Son of God ain't never told no man to glorify him. And he never said that he was God. There's one that seek and judge. Only one, the Father is the one that seek glory. I don't need no glory. I'm just the Son. Verily, verily, I say to you, if a man keep my sins, he shall never see death. He's going to have eternal life. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou has a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets. And thou says, I am. And thou says, if a man keep my sins, he should never taste of death. They so dumb, they didn't understand that he was saying they was going to have eternal life. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead? Yes, he's great. And the prophets are dead. Who makest thyself? Yeshua answers, if I honor myself, y'all see this? My honor is nothing. It is my Father that honor me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say, I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. So he calling them liars because they say they know him and they don't know him because they want to kill him. But I know him and keep him, his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Yeshua said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then they took up stones to cast at him, but Yeshua hid himself and went out. But Yeshua hid himself and went out the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. So with that, people, I'm going to say I'll talk to y'all later. I still can't end this or what? Oh, I still can't end this. I don't know how I'm going to end this, people. I don't know how I'm going to end this. I'm going to just have to try to end it like this. I don't know no other way to do this. I don't know no other way to do this. Hopefully it come out, people.